Glory to the Lord. Welcome to Clear Vision. Welcome to Rose. I'm Rose, and I'm so happy to have you with me again today, every day that you watch. I'm so excited about the program, and today we're going to talk about what more God has in store for you and how to enlarge your vision. God says enlarge your vision, strengthen your stakes. He says that He wants you to lengthen your cords, and He wants to be beyond anything you can dream in your life. I love you. I want to be with you the whole 30 minutes, so stay tuned and come on back in just a few seconds. God bless you.
Rose teaches you to love more, trust more, believe more. Make a decision right now to turn your faith pressure on high and press into Jesus. God created you to be more than a conqueror in your Christ. Learn how to turn troubles, trials, or temptations into victories and handle every pressure and negative bad news bearer. Place your order today for When Trouble Presses In, You Press On, with your seed gift amount of $10 or more, and learn to press on and live blessed, far above and beyond your dreams.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for being with me today and the privilege for me to be able to share the word with you. I just love life. I love and I'm excited all the time. Somebody asked me the other day, he said, "Are you always funny? Are you always excited?" I said, "Well, pretty much, because I love to be in love with the Lord, and I love to walk in the power of God, and I love walking in the positive power thinking that God has." See, God, I like being reminded. I like being reminded that God is in charge. And when we talk like God and we think like God, then we are reminded that He's in charge and we can celebrate Him. I want you to understand that Jesus chose you. He says in John 15:16, "I chose you. You didn't choose me." Now, we choose to receive Christ or not into our lives, and that is our choice. But God chose us. He chose us and created us before we were ever in our mother's womb. He decided how He wanted us to be. And it's God's business how He decided how He wants us to be. It's His business if He wants us blessed. It's His business if He wants us to grow and develop and enlarge our vision. And that's what God said. He said in Isaiah, let's see here where it is. Isaiah 54:2. "Enlarge your vision. Stretch out. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes." That means that God wants you to go and make room far beyond for more and more and more of who He is. See, if you live 5 million lifetimes, you could never encompass the vastness of God. So to even start on this journey, to even live in this journey, you have to walk in just what you are willing to walk in right now. And what you're willing to walk in of God today is not what you will be walking in of God tomorrow or the next day or the next year. I have a huge Bible at home that has several translations in it, and I had it all marked of scriptures that I'd read back in the 70s when I received my salvation. And I looked at that one day and I thought, I read that back in 1978, and this is like 2006. That's 28 years ago. I said, "Lord," or 38 years ago, I don't know how long it is. I said, "It looks like I would have got that. Looks like, Father, I could have read that then and got it." And the Lord was so kind and gentle with me. He said, "Yes, you did get it. You got it at the level then that you were willing to receive it. But today we're in a new place. God has got us in a new place today. And He's doing a new thing in our lives. And we are in a new place in that new thing in our lives." See, God wants to increase you. There's two words in the human heart. There's only two words that you ever need to understand and think about to make a decision. Yes and no. Yes, you want to be holy. Yes, you want to live for God. Yes, you want to be God's blessing. Yes, you want to be blessed by God. Yes, you want God to change your thinking and enlarge your vision. Yes, you want to take the step to be blessed. That's the yes questions, the yes answers, the yes statements. When God asks us to think about something and to make a decision, those are only two answers he's looking for, yes or no. Yes, I will choose life. Yes, I'm going to choose life and blessings. Yes, I will not choose curses and death. When you walk in curses and death, that means you're walking in unforgiveness. You're walking in despair. You're walking in torment. When you walk in the blessings of God, you're walking in, yes, Lord, I want you in my life. Yes, Lord, I want to be holy. Yes, Lord, I depend on you alone. Yes, Lord, your presence is my most vital need. See, that's all in Psalm 16 and 21 and 69 and 105. Yes, Lord, I want you to live in my life in every part of my being. When you say out loud that you want to rest in the Lord, when you say out loud that you know that God is the great I am, when you say out loud that you know God has made you his holy and saved saint, then you can thank him. God wants you to know that he's made you holy. He's made you holy. I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, what is holy? Give me a simple definition of what holy means. And God said, holy is healed. Healed on loving you. Healed on loving you. Healed on loving God. Healed on loving yourself. Love heals. Love enlarges your vision. When you live big for God, it's because you're loving big for God. When you love big, you will live big. God wants you to live big today. God wants you to come to him and enlarge your vision and aim higher than you ever have before in your entire life. So as you watch the next segment of Power Tools, when trouble presses in, you press on. Take the phone number down in order. Call me. Let me pray with you. Let the prayer partners at the ministry pray with you. Stay with me. I'll be right back in a few minutes. And we'll go on to find out how we can enlarge our vision. I'll see you in a minute.
Rose teaches you to love more, trust more, believe more. Make a decision right now to turn your faith pressure on high and press into Jesus. God created you to be more than a conqueror in your Christ. Learn how to turn troubles, trials, or temptations into victories and handle every pressure and negative bad news bearer. Place your order today for When Trouble Presses In, You Press On, with your seed gift amount of $10 or more, and learn to press on and live blessed, far above and beyond your dreams.
Praise the Lord again. I am so excited to be back with you and excited to be here with Stacy and Bob and Jeff and Theron and Maria and everybody in this studio. God wants us to enlarge our vision. He wants us to aim higher. He wants us to be willing to give to ourselves. Be willing to give to yourself, honey, because if you can't give to yourself, then how are you going to give to somebody else? You have to be willing to take care of you as well as take care of somebody else. So let's talk about this a minute and how God has more in store for you, because the only cure in this entire universe for the poverty and the pain in the hearts and minds of people The only cure is the love that Jesus has, not only for you, but through you. You are part of the cure. You are part of the things that God wants to do, to use, to have bring hope into someone else's life. When you do for yourself, you're doing for others. When you do for others, you're doing for yourself. When you do for yourself and for others, you are doing for Christ what you'd do for him if he was standing here next to you. See, God is here. God is here in his son, Jesus. He's here in the natural, in someone else's life. And whatever you would do for Christ, if you could physically see him, is what you should do for someone else if they're standing there in front of you. God is wanting to restore everything the enemy has stolen from you. He's wanting to restore double what he's stolen from you. God opens doors that no man could shut. And if you don't think that's true, then you need to hear the story about how this television broadcast came about. See, God opened doors that no man could shut. And as of today, as of this week, we're preparing and going on nationwide on television, a Sky Angel in Tampa, Florida, CTN. And then in January, we're going to go on nationwide, beyond that, to Nashville, CTN market. And after that, you see, God has more and more and more. It's never going to stop the greatness of God. The greatness of God goes on beyond anything you can imagine. God is bigger than you can ever dream. He is bigger than you can imagine. He's bigger than you can think about. He's bigger because that's who he is. And God is in you. God is in you, and he's not ever going to leave you, and he's not ever going to forsake you. So if you're not having results or seeing the results of something in your life, it's not your lack of talent or God's resources that's the problem. It's your unwillingness or inability or lack of knowledge to know to agree with God. I didn't know for years about saying yes to the Lord. I didn't know about agreeing with God or not agreeing with God. All I heard about was all that God didn't want me to do and what was going to happen to me if I didn't not do it, if I didn't not do this and I didn't not do that. I didn't hear about what was going to happen when I did what God said. I didn't hear about that. Well, now I've heard about that. I've heard about what God's going to do when I do what he says. And what he says to do is to trust him. What he says to do is to stand in faith with him, to stand in love with him, to stand in forgiveness with him. What he says is to receive his goodness. What he says is to think big, think increase, to think abundance, to think more than enough. What God says is for you to talk victory for yourself on the other side of every challenge, of every difficulty. What God says is for you to stand and not run. What God says is for you to face everything that's hard in your life and command your seeds of God's word to grow. See, when you speak God's word that says that you live in the secret place of the Most High God, and there, in that secret place, you're in the highest refuge of God, and no weapon can come against you. No foe of any weapon can come against you. And there in that secret place, you remain stable and fixed under the shadow of Almighty God. That's Psalms 91. And God also said in Psalms 91 that no deadly pestilence can come near your dwelling. See, deadly pestilences are any kind of disasters, diseases, anything that's going to try to kill, steal, or destroy your life. And God says no deadly pestilence can come near you. That's God's promise. And when you stay in the secret place of God, then you're going to stay in that place where no deadly pestilence can come near you. It will try. It will offer its opportunity. It will even act like it has come near you, but it's not allowed. See, you're in the increase and the bigness of God. You're in the power of Almighty God. Just grasp that in the simpleness mind of a child. Just think in terms of a little child being told, yes, 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 you can have. And the child never doubts. The child says, yes, thank you. Thank you, Lord. I'll be right back in a few seconds. I want you to pay attention and for sure write the phone number down or call and email, and we'll be back with you in a minute. I love you, and I look forward to talking with you further about God's Word for you.
Rose teaches you to love more, trust more, believe more. Make a decision right now to turn your faith pressure on high and press into Jesus. God created you to be more than a conqueror in your Christ. Learn how to turn troubles, trials, or temptations into victories and handle every pressure and negative bad news bearer. Place your order today for When Trouble Presses In, You Press On, with your seed gift amount of $10 or more, and learn to press on and live blessed, far above and beyond your dreams.
Praise the Lord. Well, Jeff just told me I can put my foot on the table. So I want you to look at my new pink boot socks that my daughter gave me. And now that we've gone through that, thank you. I love pretty socks because I love to look down and see my feet, my happy feet, as they move along with hot pink socks on or red or whatever. That's why I like this red vest, because I love color and I love color in my life. I love the color of God's glory. I love the if we could put a color on God's glory, I would have to say it would be the brightest gold there is. It would have to be. But see, that's limited thinking, so I don't even know what it is. But we can walk in it. We can walk in victory. Now, that doesn't mean that we're never going to have a problem. That means that when troubles come in, we go on. And this little book that you've been offered, When Trouble Presses In, You Press On, tells you how to do that. See, just because you walk with the Lord doesn't mean trouble isn't going to try to come on you. You live in the world. You're just not of the world. You live in the world. You're just not of the world. So when trouble presses in, you press on and command the victory in your life, because God has commanded the victory in your life. Psalms 4, 7, and 8 says, you, O God, will give us victory over our enemies, and we will praise your name forever. Isn't that good? Isn't that cool? I mean, God wants you to praise his name forever. Well, you can't praise the name of God if every time you turn around, you're serving a God that beats you over the head, or slides a banana peel out from under you and you break your neck every way you go. That's not the kind of God we've got. We've got the God that says, you, O God, will give us victory over our enemies, and we will praise your name forever. See, God's going to do things beyond anything you can dream or think. God commanded you to be in victory. God commanded you, just like in Genesis 1, he commanded light to come on this earth. Light came on this earth at 186,000 miles per second, and light is still coming. And I asked the Lord about it. I said, Lord, where did the light come from? And God says, I am the light. He commanded himself into existence in light. You are commanded to do good things. God has commanded to do good things over you. God has commanded you to live in victory with him. God has commanded you to live in victory with him. So now what are you going to choose? Are you going to walk in defeat? Or are you going to walk in victory? See, defeat always gives in to victory. Hate always gives in to love. Because love and victory are more powerful. because they are who God is. You don't have to be thinking about how it's going to happen. You don't have to be trying to figure out if, how God's got it all figured out. You just have to trust that God has and do what he says. Talk about God and his great love for you. Talk about God and how he has spoken words of victory and glory for you and not defeat and failure. Speak words of love and victory and quit worrying. Quit worrying and start worshiping. When you start get ready to worry, just stop right there and say, I refuse worry to be in my life, so I'm going to now start worshiping the Lord. And then you just start thanking him. Start thanking him in your daily devotional if you have it. And if you don't, then get it. Just start thanking him that, in scriptures in the back that says, I've told you these things that my joy and delight may be in you. I've told you that these things so that your joy and gladness may be full of measure and complete and overflowing. I've told you these things because I am the vine and you am the true vine and my Father is the vine dresser. That's Jesus talking. I've told you these things and I've told you more than once because I have delivered you from the evils of this world. It is my will that you be delivered. That's Galatians 1:4. I've told you these things because I trust in you, Lord, with all my heart, and I lean not to my own understanding. See, God doesn't want us to lean to our own understanding. He wants us to lean to his understanding. And sometimes you can't understand him because he's so far beyond you and so far ahead of what he has planned for you that all you can do is just say yes. Yes, Lord. I agree with you. Yes, Father. Yes, Lord, I have pleasure. I have pleasure in you, Lord. Yes, Lord, you, O Lord, are my shepherd. And I have no lack because Jesus was made poor. And I was made with abundance through his poverty. I thank you, Father, that Jesus came, that I could have and enjoy life. And have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. If you're not enjoying your life in abundance, let's start today. Let's start today right now. And if you have been enjoying your life in abundance, then enlarge your vision. Strengthen your cords. Lengthen your stakes. Or lengthen your stakes and strengthen your cords. Do both and let God bless you. I don't know which way I said that just now. I don't even know if I said it right. But God knows what I'm trying to say here. He knows that he wants you to increase, let him increase his abilities within you. Increase what he has planned for you. Increase all that he has in store for you. I'll be with you in just a second to pray before we close the program. Stay with me, and we'll see you in just a minute.
Rose teaches you to love more, trust more, believe more. Make a decision right now to turn your faith pressure on high and press into Jesus. God created you to be more than a conqueror in your Christ. Learn how to turn troubles, trials, or temptations into victories and handle every pressure and negative bad news bearer. Place your order today for When Trouble Presses In, You Press On, with your seed gift amount of $10 or more, and learn to press on and live blessed, far above and beyond your dreams.
Praise the Lord. I'm so happy now that we're able to come to our prayer time and we've stayed together today. And if you're just joining the program, this has been Clear Vision with Rose. I'm Rose and the show is Clear Vision. And I'm so excited about all God is doing in my life, all he's going to do in your life. And I want to bless you. I want to send you all the power tools that I've offered today. I want to send them to you for a donation of any amount God tells you. If you want to sponsor the programs, whatever God tells you, honey, do it because he's going to bless you. If you've watched the program or you've just tuned in and you want to receive the Lord, you want to receive the love of God in your life, just say right now, Father, I thank you. I thank you that you love me with all your strength. And I love you, Lord, with all my strength. And I want you in my life. I want you in my life as my Savior and beyond anything I can dream. I want you, Father. I want you, God. And I thank you that you're there for me in the name of Jesus. See, that's all it is. That's as simple as it is for you. That's all you have to do to have Jesus in your heart. Let's pray together before we close out. Father, I thank you that in James 1:22, you said that I am a doer of your word and that I'm blessed in my deeds and that I'm happy in those things which I do because I am a doer of the word. I thank you, Father, in Revelations, you said I'm an overcomer. I thank you, Lord, that I overcome by the blood of my Lord and Savior Jesus, the Lamb of you, O God. And I thank you for your word. I thank you for the word of my testimony of your word. Thank you, Father, for that. I thank you, Father, that great is the peace of my children and the undisturbed composure of my children. And I thank you, Lord, that my children are disciples taught by you. If you're a mom or a dad and you have children that you've been struggling over, just speak that Isaiah 54:13. My children will be disciples taught by the Lord, and great will be the peace of my children, and great will be the undisturbed composure of my children. See, that's life. You're speaking life. You're speaking God's word over that child, over that loved child. You don't want that child destroyed and devastated. I know you don't. I know I don't. So just speak Isaiah 54:13. God bless you for being with me today. It's been such a privilege to share the word with you. And I'll see you on the next show. Until then, you keep looking for clear vision, and God will keep giving you clear vision. This is Rose, and we love you so much. Call me anytime. I'm always praying. Bye-bye.
This month's free offer is 30 Days the Champion in You. Do you want to experience the abundant, rich life in Jesus as promised in John 10:10? This simple yet extremely effective daily devotional by Rose is a powerful tool to help you set your thoughts on victory. To the glory of God, God has promised to lead you in total victory as His grand champion in every area of your life.